Last week, in case you missed it, everyone is watching the World Cup. Everyone. The coach of the French national team says that drones were spying on his team during practice. Sacre bleu!
There's no plays. You kick the ball, and then when you get in the goal, you take your shirt off and you run around Abby Wambach
and
style.
And I heard that, in case you missed it, a DWI arrest. Only this one was on a golf course, and the driver was driving a golf cart. And the quote from the state trooper, when a state trooper tells you to stop, you stop. He ran over a cop's foot while transporting a reporter to the next hole, and now he's in some trouble.
Cops are very laid back, and they're more of just like high school security guards. They just kind of hang out. And in America, you run over somebody's foot, and they're doing some like Die Hard sequence, running after jumping onto a golf cart to give you a DUI.
And now this guy is going to be like $5,000 in debt because he's got to go get a lawyer and he's got to cover his ass now. In case you missed it, a world record was broken. Jonah Gorovic broke the world record for the fastest mile by a 10-year-old. 5 minutes, 2 seconds. Yeah, run that with your grown-up legs, kid. I want him in 8 years to run this mile again.
Let's do it all legal. We don't want any weird statutory laws taking this over.
Well, I'm not going to be residing over it, of course, because I don't want to get involved with that. But if he can run quicker than a 5:02 when he's 18 years old, I will give him a candy bar. In case you missed it, if you watch too much TV, you'll die. This guy decided to stay up late to watch the World Cup live, but he was too tired, so instead of just passing out, he died.
Chinese culture, it's very extreme. You know, you look at Chinese, like Asian cultures, they tend to be, you know, almost subdued a little bit, you know, all about being polite and everything. But then when you look at their porn, it's like, wow! How many puggles?
I didn't even know there was a hole there. Yeah.
How many puggles can you fit in there? And that's how all, like behind closed doors, they're very extreme. And staying up for one night or a couple of nights watching soccer isn't the most extreme thing in the world. And the guy couldn't live through that?
That's what happens when you watch too much soccer. In case you missed it, a football stuffed to drugs weighs more than a regular football. This guy tried to throw a football stuffed with heroin, weed, and cell phones over prison walls. But it landed short, and the guards intercepted the ball. So now he's in jail with a few felonies and his very own gridiron gang.
Lazy smuggling. It's lazy smuggling. Don't you know that you're supposed to jam your keister full of this stuff?
In case you missed it, Sony is one of the top sponsors of the World Cup. But all the players are wearing Beats headphones. Now, a ban on Beats has been issued so Sony can forcefully make some cash.
They're a sponsor. I can get it. I get it. But why would you mention that they're banned and not allowed? Now, all of a sudden, Beats is the hot, cool guy with the white t-shirt and the leather jacket and the popped collar that's riding his motorcycle on Dead Man's Curve.
I don't think everybody's going to forget about Dre this time. In case you missed it, full contact skydiving is a mixed martial art combat sport. 15,000 feet in the air. Here's some rules. The fight starts at 15,000 feet during the free fall. Fighters must pull the chutes at 4,000 feet and cannot interfere with another fighter pulling the chute. Ground fighting is prohibited and the fight ends at 4,000 feet. In case you missed it, if you try full contact skydiving, you're an idiot.
This is just asinine. This is just insane. When are you ever going to be flying through the air at 30,000 feet and having to take down somebody?
Just fighting, jumping out of a plane. Like, in case you missed it, the Buffalo Bills are officially for sale. Got $1 billion? They can be yours.
I can see why the Bills are so cheap, because they're in Buffalo. It's basically like, hey, do you want the Trailer Park Nighthawks or the Pittsford Mansion Nighthawks? You want the Pittsford Mansion Nighthawks. Those people have some money and have some buying power.
In case you missed it, the Detroit Tigers are pretty horrible this season, and so is manager Brad Ausmus. When asked how he deals with losing away from the stadium, he said he beats his wife.
Do you want to avoid beating the wife?
Not funny, you dick. My name is Smalls, and in case you missed it, check out Gratuitous Sports. Every weekday at 6 o'clock on 94.1 The Zone, Rochester's new rock alternative.